All right. I didn't think we'd have Pat on this morning because when I came in this morning, I have a computer that was rebooted and Skype was reinstalling, Pat.
Uh-oh.
And it reinstalled for like 20 minutes. Finally, I said, well, I better reboot this computer and hopefully, and literally, it came on right before I dialed you up there, Pat. So there you go.
Yeah, because they have no idea that, they can't do that stuff, around broadcast time. They're not thinking about that. They're thinking that between 3 and 6 a.m., most people are sleeping and not using Skype.
It's
Right?
amazing. It's
Yeah.
amazing. Well, anyway, we got through New Year's Eve, and everybody had a good time, and weather's been kind of just blah.
Well, I mean, it wasn't terrible yesterday.
But it's just blah. It wasn't good though.
Well, considering other parts of the country, 100 mile per hour winds in Wyoming, tumbleweed so bad
I know
in the
there.
Southwest that causing traffic accidents, and they have to bring the highway department out to remove it. That's how tall and big this stuff is, and blowing all over the place. What do you make of that?
I don't care about them.
Oh, that's not nice.
I care about us.
Yeah, well, I mean, considering the snow in the Rockies, the rain in the South, here we sit with, bland weather. I mean, just it really is bonus kind of weather, even though you're not going to like it after today. It's still not terrible. It really is not terrible. And I think for the most part, you'll wind up, I have to verify my forecast here. But I think today is going to be a mostly sunny day, and you'll have temps of 40 to 45, so it's above the average. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 30s, and then periods of rain tomorrow, 40 to 45 again. Rain continues Saturday. Rain could end to some snow Sunday early, 35 to 40, and it's partly cloudy on Monday in the low 40s. So a real stinky weekend for the first weekend of 2020, but when you think about it, that could all be snow and not rain. Could all be ice and not rain. So we're better off with the rain, don't you think?
I don't think I like it at all.
I didn't think you would.
Now, so when's the boom lower where we're going to pay for all these temperatures in the 40s and stuff like that?
Well, I mean, next week is definitely going to be colder. There's no doubt about it. But not to the point where you say, oh my goodness, this is terrible. I mean, I really think, as I've been telling you, that the worst of winter comes after the middle part of January, after mid-January. So we still have a while to sit back and relax and say, even though, we have many ups and downs in the weather, it's still not going to be as bad as it could be or will be as we get into late month.
Well, we had that, around here, Colebrook and Norfolk had an incredible ice storm. And the difference was pretty amazing. Like where I live, Pat, in the afternoon, we started getting sleet, about 2 inches of sleet. And right down the road from me, I mean, literally, not even a half mile. No, nope. They just,
Nothing.
yeah, it was just bizarre.
Yeah, that's. I told you it was going to be a rough storm to forecast. Yeah, it was definitely a rough storm to forecast. But the weekend worked out, or the weekend, the holiday worked out pretty much as planned, except for one thing. Let me
What?
tell you, Marshall. I take off. What was it? Tuesday night, New Year's Eve. I'm going to Scarsdale, and my friend Anthony said to me, "Make sure you take the Hutch and don't take the Bronx River." I said, okay, fine. So I get on to the thruway. As I get onto the thruway, I start seeing some little drops on my windshield. Little drops turned into heavy sleet, pinging all over the car. The roadways right away getting covered. And I'm saying, oh my goodness, I saw this stuff on the radar, but it didn't look like it was going to be coming in to this area. So I had to drive through that for about 10 minutes. And then I drove out of it, and the GPS told me to get off at this exit. I forget the name of the exit. So I think it said Route 119. if I'm not mistaken. Anyhow, so I got off, and where do you think I am?
Where?
The Bronx River Parkway. And I said, Marshall warned me, my friend Anthony warned me, and here I am. I have to admit, it's not the nicest parkway to drive. Two lanes, dark, nothing but curves. It was raining there, lightly. And but we made it there, no problem. And during New Year's Eve, I don't know about you guys, but during New Year's Eve, it poured before midnight. I mean, it was coming down in buckets in our area. And this is the lower Hudson Valley. And then it cleared up. It cleared up by midnight. And I took the Bronx River Parkway back because I said to the to Vinny, who lives in Scarsdale, I said, Vinny, do I take this Bronx River back or do I go to the Hutch? He said, well, Pat, the Bronx River is right here. The Hutch, you have to travel away to get on it. He said, it's more direct as far as you don't have to get off it. He said, yeah, the Bronx River Parkway had to get off at City Center to get on to 287 to get to the Tappan Zee. And he said, so you have to get off there. He said, but it's straightforward. He said, you know what? Just take the Bronx River. You'll be home in no time. As it was, I was home in 30 minutes, which wasn't bad.
No.
That was it. It was a nice celebration. She made a turkey. I don't know what they call it. It was turkey sliced, but in the middle of it was stuffing. I have no idea what they call that. That was good. And then she made a pork roast. She had potatoes. She had asparagus. She had homemade medicati, which was absolutely out of this world, and a salad. And, of course, that did not go along with the appetizers, which was plentiful all over the place. And then she had a whole big dessert thing, you know, with all different pies and cakes and all of that stuff. So it was kind of nice, really, really nice.
And you don't have to eat for a couple of days.
I didn't eat yesterday. Is that funny? Marshall, I worked in the weather center a little while yesterday. I have to be very honest with you. I ordered my new artificial tree and it came in.
Yeah.
So I put that away in the garage in the closet. Had to move a lot of stuff, but I got it away. Great. Came down. I said, let me sit down and watch the Rose Bowl parade because I really do love that parade. I admire the floats made out of flowers and the whole bit. That started at 10 o'clock. The next thing I know, it's 12 o'clock. I wake up. I was sound asleep, 2 hours. So I got up. I said, let me go into the weather center and I'll start preparing everything for today. And I did that. Now it's about 2 o'clock. And I said, I'll sit down and watch a movie. 2 o'clock. P.S. 7 p.m. I wake up to get to go to eat. Don't think that I was up all night because at 8:30 I was back to sleep.
That's all right. The body said you needed the
yeah, exactly. You know, Marshall, that's just what I needed on New Year's Day. Nice and quiet. I was invited out again. I said, no, thank you. I have to work, which was really the truth. But I should have said I have to work and sleep, but I didn't. And that's it. And, you know, as a result, today you could see all your stuff came in early.
Yeah.
You probably noticed that. Yeah.
Well, Clara Lenfest says, Pat, it's called stuffed turkey.
Oh, I never saw, I guess it is, but, you know, usually the stuffing is never in the turkey anymore. It's you know, outside of it.
I always.
But this was sliced, and the stuffing was in the middle of it.
That's because they put it, they roll it.
They rolled it. Yeah.
Just, you know, just like rolling a joint.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Pat. I'll check with you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.